Welcome back to the Next Is Now podcast. After a small hiatus over the last month or two, I'm very excited to be back at it today. I've got a very fun episode on the way. First off, I'm going to bring my guys Colby Giacobino and Travis Graff on board. We're going to run through a little 2024 exercise, drafting teams from the 2024 senior class of guys we'd take to win a game right now. No long term is really going to be in the picture here. To win a game today, we're going to be drafting our starting five plus a six man. And then to finish up the episode, I'm going to run through solo basketball without border stuff from this past weekend at All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis. Run through some standouts, names you should know, tons of talent in the building there from 22 different countries. So excited to get into that stuff. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get into it. Welcome on, Colby. Welcome on, Travis. I'm excited to get into this fun little exercise here.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? I was excited when you brought the idea up, Max. I think it's something that we could look to do moving forward, or you know, eventually maybe mix in some other classes with it and whatnot. But it's going to be a cool little exercise.
Everybody watching already knows I'm the best GM out of this trio, so I'm just going to try to prove that point today.
Now, yeah, I'm excited to see Colby take some DMV guys, Travis get his Kentucky guy. Yeah. That. But to break down a little bit more of what we're doing, we're going to be doing a starting five draft plus a six man on only the 2024 class. And the premise is to win a game today. So if we were to bring these guys to a gym, do King of the Court, who's going to win that King of the Court? That's the goal here. A lot of what we do is long-term based and everything like that. So we're going to flip the lens here today, go through a draft and do our best GM impression. So we're going to do a snake draft, randomize the order. So first, Colby will pick. Second is Travis. Third will be myself. And then back the reverse way and continue that until we fill out our rosters. Colby, if you're ready, you are officially on the clock here.
There we go. I think it'll come to a little surprise. Oh, sorry. I'm just trying to get these sounds off. Little surprise. I'm going to go Cooper Flagg here. Don't think that, I'll move anybody off their chairs with it. But I just think, from his body of work, it's, been beaten like a dead horse. So I feel comfortable with number one going with Cooper, especially if they got a lace him up tonight and take on Travis's team and especially take on your team, Max.
No, absolutely. I feel like in something like this, too, even talent aside, taking Cooper, you can do so many different things with your roster. It doesn't limit you to anything. So yeah, that's an easy one.
With the second pick, I'm going to take VJ Edgecombe. Give me a guy that can play on and off the ball, super athletic, and defend the other team's best perimeter player. He's from a winning high school program. I think that's who I want to build my team around.
It's a great one. Nuance I forgot to mention here, only doing American high school prospects. So no international guys, nothing like that. Keep it all American prospects. So third overall pick, and I got back-to-back here. So I'll go fortify my backcourt. I'll go Dylan Harper with the third one. Most mature, smartest player outside of Cooper Flagg in high school basketball, polished, elevates the guys around him, super tough, and obviously ready-made dude physically. Fourth pick, needs some more firepower, so I'm going to go with Jahlil Bethea, score alongside him, arguably the best shooter in the entire country, a guy that's been scorched out lately and's capable of leading any game and scoring any given night, so I'll go with him.
Max, were you happy? A lot of people are usually happy, especially in a three-man draft, to get the third pick. Was that your preference?
I questioned it at first. Obviously, you want Cooper Flagg here to open everything else up, but yep. Looking at the board, felt good with the board, just between Dylan Harper and Chinyo Bethea. But yeah, it's sometimes great, sometimes it's questionable. This just depends on the field.
For sure.
Max and I had the same thought process because I was going to shore up my backcourt just now and take Jahlil Bethea, but he just took him out from under me. So I'm going to go with Ace Bailey here, a freak athlete that can play outside of his size, been having a terrific senior season, a lot of upside. I think that he's a guy that you can give the ball to in any situation against either your all's teams. He can go get a bucket depending on the matchup.
All right. So just to reset it really quick. So I got Cooper mine. I know we should probably do this after my pick. But just so I got it straight, Trav, you got VJ Edgecombe and Ace Bailey. Max, you went Dylan Harper and Jahlil Bethea. And with the snake order of the draft, you know, it's kind of crazy because I won't do it for this sake, but you know, we watch Mount Verd, and the way that I want to set my team up, it's almost like, all right,
I knew this was coming soon.
I want to get a table set in guard, and I want to get a big because you got Cooper and he can move different places. I don't want to take him this early, but just to go against the script. So I'm going to shore up my front court. I'm going to take Mr. Derek Queen at the center.
I mean, that is the least surprising. I mean, I was more shocked that you took Cooper Flagg number one.
Well, look, I mean, the one thing that we don't have to worry about with my team is the chemistry. And you know, obviously those two guys on the best high school team, I think one of the best high school teams that we've ever witnessed. But, you know, all in all, man, I think Derek is the most skilled big, no matter, you know, how you look at it. And especially up here, the only thing that may have changed my mind that I think a lot of fans, scouts, whoever you want to name, got kind of, you know, cheated out of in a way was with Big Pat being sidelined the entire season. Pat Ngamba, at PVI, you know, I think if he plays, you know, I think he's a front runner for, say, WCAC Player of the Year, Gatorade Player of the Year that year. So that would have been maybe one. And we could have seen him expand his game more than we did, you know, in the EYBL circuit. That would have maybe had to double guess this one. But what Derek's done, how he keeps expanding his game, you know, not much thought from me. So I have my front court is set. And then I am going to, you know what, I'm going to stay away from this. I'm going to go with Drake Powell for my next pick. And why I'm doing that is because I just think he's such a two-way impact. I think you can use him in a number of ways. He's tough. I think he plays winning basketball. And I think that we're going to see that, especially at the next level. So I'm going to go with Drake Powell and send it back over to Trav.
All right. So I've got my first two were VJ Edgecombe and Ace Bailey. Here, I'm going to shore up the five spot. You know, I think he could play the four in college and in the pros long term, but I'm going with the youngest kid in the class here, Jaden Quaintance. He's been dominant lately with a lot of 20-point, 20-rebound games. He can protect the paint a little bit, starting to shoot the ball a little bit better, can pass the ball out of the post well, can take slower defenders off the bounce. I like what he brings to the table, and I think he's a guy that I'm going to need somebody that can eat up rebounds on my team. I want him to be the guy because I'm a real believer in his skill set on the offensive end as a post playmaker, as well as a scorer on the block and able to stretch it to the outside.
More surprising pick, me with Derek or Trav with Jaden?
Yeah, I knew for Trav that it was going to be Jaden Quaintance or Flory. I knew it had to be one of them.
Well, for the background on my pick, like, when we're projecting long term, I've been fighting the good fight that Jaden Quaintance needs to be top 3 to 4 to 5 at least in this class, just because he's 16, he's always been playing up, and the skill set is there. I've been fighting for you guys.
I will say at this point, through almost 3 rounds, upside wise, I got to go with Travis's team. I love my team, but Travis's team on the right night.
But we are playing a game today.
I know, that's fair.
Who are you taking with your third?
This is a tough pick. Looking at the top of the board, there's still a few guys inside of our top 10 that have not been picked. Tough part is, like, Colby went down the board a little bit. There are some good players down there that I feel like could really help win a game today. But I'm going to go somewhere in the middle here with my third pick. So far, I've got Dylan Harper and Jahlil Bethea. And I got a snake here. First one, I go with Liam McNeely. A guy that I feel like can probably fit in just about any lineup as well. Can really space the floor alongside Dylan Harper too. I feel like now I got two of the smartest guys in the class, two of the guys who really know how to play. And obviously a really mature skill set. I've always said over the last like 6 months, if I had to pick any guy in this class to drop on an NBA floor today, it would probably be Liam. So for that reason, I'll go with him. The other pick here, starting our fourth round, Need some front court help. Got a few candidates. Rob writes a very interesting pick here, but I feel good about my backcourt. So I'm going to go with the other Montford guy and stick with Asa Newell. Provides some front court versatility. Guy who can cover some ground, defend multiple spots, really rebound. And a guy that I feel like we've seen this year in Montford too. A guy that really knows how to play complimentary basketball, do the little things. So I'll go with him. Back to Travis with this fourth round pick.
All right. For me, I am going to – y'all kind of made it a little easy on me. I'm going to take the best shooter in the class, in my opinion, and Con Duple, future Duke Blue Devil. I just think him as a floor spacer with the other talent I have around him would be – I think he could go for 30 on 10 threes at any point.
It's a good pick. It was very much on my radar here. But I will have to say, you still have a top 10 prospect in Trey Johnson on the board in the middle of the fourth round. Crazy.
That's fine. And with that being said, Travis, I think you were speaking – out of terms and thinking about the wrong Duke commit when you said the best shooter. And I know people aren't going to.
Hold on, time out. Are you about to take another DMV guy?
Oh, of course, we got to win. We have to win tonight. We have to win tonight. And I want to, and I'll expand on this a little bit. So my pick here is going to be Darren Harris, PVI, Team Takeover, a guy that, especially nationally, I don't feel like gets enough love. Not just because I'm from the area, but every time the kid plays on a massive stage, not only does he come through, he stands out as one of the most productive players on the floor. You can go back and see the Peach Jam, you know, championship game, his play throughout Peach Jam. You know, you can look at it several games throughout this season, whether it be in, you know, national events or in conference play in WCC. He's just coming off a 52-point game. Most recently, has PVI once again undefeated in conference play in the WCAC. Their closest games were two games against DeMatha, 12 points and 13 points. And that's not to say that, you know, for those who don't know the WCAC, it's one of the most competitive conferences in the country. So I say all of that to say Darren is – not only does he know how to win – he's not just a shooter. He has shown that he can put the ball on the floor, you know, and attack closeouts and really make winning plays. And I think he's really grown as a defender too. But, you know, just again, for my team specifically, I need a floor spacer. And I think that, you know, he's the guy for that. With my next pick.
Let's go through the teams right now.
Yep.
In the last round.
You have a max. Do you need me to read them off?
Go through your team first. We can just go through our
score. Okay. Yep. So with my first pick, I had Cooper Flagg. Second pick is Derek Queen. My third pick was Drake Powell. My fourth pick was Darren Harris.
So for me, I've got Dylan Harper right now, Jahlil Bethea in the second round, Liam McNeely in the third round, then Kedda with Montverde and went Asa Newell in the fourth round.
For me, the champions have VJ Edgecombe, Ace Bailey, Jaden Quaynes and Con Newple through four rounds.
All right. Last round. And we got a six-man round. So
last round, and we have a six-man.
Now we're
going to I'm going to talk out my thinking process here. And for those people, you know, if we do have a graphic on this, they're just going to see my team and think that, like, hey, I'm just going off of one specific team or area. But here's my thinking with this. I need a point guard who can set the table, who understands how to win, and win at a high level. They're similar in size. They're tough. But I think the only reason why I'm going to go with the guy that I'm going to go with is just because of the stage that he's played on this year and how productive that he's been doing it. I'm going to go Rob Wright. But just for those listening, and I would have made Travis sick doing this, but I would have went way off the board with Ben Hammond from another PBI guy.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Another PVI guy, Rhode Island commit, who understands how to win and can be. Look, I don't need a guy as a point guard to go out and give me.
Wow.
I don't. But I'm going to go Rob Wright, and I feel good about it.
Trav?
Well, Colby just stole Rob Wright from me, so give me a second.
Rob Wright conversation, speaking of it, he's a perfect guy for this type of draft. Like, yes. Ready mix.
Yeah, that's who I wanted as the point guard.
You just didn't know how long he was going to be there for. I can't believe you got him. I got him with a fit.
on his mind.
All right. I'm down between two guys right now. I'm either going to take Trey Johnson to play VJ at the one and just run a jumbo lineup, or I'm going to add another terrific shooter in Junie Mobley.
For how many guys want you guys playing with? Playing with two basketballs?
It only takes one to beat your bum team.
Pucky bum point guard waiting right up there in the top 15.
Yeah, but
Trav, you also have Ben Hammond.
No, I'm going to pass on Ben Hammond, even though I love Ben Hammond. You know what? Give me Tahj Pepper.
I like it.
A guy that can run the show. He can score. I think defensively, my team might struggle a little bit here and there, but I trust my team to outscore any other team that can possibly be put together.
Yeah, if we let Travis's team get out here in transition.
Yeah, that's what, like, now, if I'm coaching, I'm just like, go, 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 go.
I was about to say, man, T-Pac and Nick are going to be baseline getting a ton of content for Travis's team, that's for sure.
Yeah, that would be a problem if we let him run. My last pick here in our first five rounds, and this last round, we are very much in the roster construction part of the episode. Still need a little bit of front court help between two Midwest guys, and just determines how I want to play my game. I will also say our top three American prospects that have gone unpicked so far are Trey Johnson, Boogie Fland, playing in America, excuse me, Flory Badunga, Carter Bryant, and Isaiah Evans. Going to stay off the board on those guys and go with Jackson McAndrew. We're going to keep the spacing going here.
And there is Max's predictable pick.
was between a few guys, could probably use a little bit more front court help. And I noticed that no one really has. Derek Queen's going to give me problems for sure, but we'll need Asa Newell to really star defensively here. Jackson McAndrew to play up a little bit, but love my spacing. Love my guys' IQ across the board here. So before we get into our six-man selections, let's go through the starting fives real fast. I'll stick with mine. Dylan Harper, first round, my point guard. Second round, Jahlil Bethea, my two-guard. Actually, down the line here, my wing, Liam McNeely in the third round, Asa Newell in the fourth round, and then Jackson McAndrew to round it out.
Through five rounds, I took VJ Edgecombe number one, Ace Bailey number two, Jaden Quaynes number three, Connor Newple with my fourth pick, and Todd Gunford with my fifth pick.
And for mine, I got Cooper Flagg and Derek Queen as my front court. I got Drake Powell out on the wing. I got Darren Harris spotting up, and I got Rob Wright running my show.
All right. Six men, let's go. You think we continue the snake here or go back to the top three? What do you guys think?
I think continue the snake.
Yeah. Yeah, we might as well just keep it up.
All right. As much as Trey Johnson is a very fascinating pick here, I feel good with my scoring in my backcourt. Want a guy off the bench that I think can help me on the interior. So I'm going to go with Larez Johnson, one of the most physical guys in the class. Does all the dirty work, rebounds at a high level, pretty athletic. So I'll stick with my future Illini there.
For me, with Max skipping on Trey Johnson, I'm going to gladly take Trey Johnson, give me the dynamite score off the bench. He would have been a starter on my team had I missed out on VJ Edgecombe. I definitely would have looked at him next to fill that scoring role. But you give me a number seven player in the country off the bench, I'll take it any day. As well as he's 6'6", can score from all over the court. I think he's a guy that you could bring off the bench, and he just blew Williams every game. That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah, I'm with you. He was on the board there for a little bit too long.
All right, so the last pick of the draft. So for my team, I feel very comfortable with my front court in Cooper and Derek, just because they're going to bring size, versatility. They can be physical. I do like, obviously, like my point guard, Rob Wright. I'm comfortable with Darren. I just want a scorer off the bench to provide more of a punch as well. And I have a couple of guys in mind that I'm just kind of going through right now. But I'm just going to pull the trigger, and I'm going to go with... So like, where I was thinking was Trey would be perfect for my team right now. With him off the board... And Travis ruining that for me, I'm going to go with Ian Jackson I think he can provide some dynamic playmaking off the bench, give us that edge that we need, and it gives us a guy out in transition to make some plays for us when he's running out with Rob. So that's how I'll finish up my group. And Max, I don't know if you want to run through it all again or how you want to round up here.
We need closing arguments from each one of us.
Yeah, I agree. We'll talk a little bit briefly about what we're going to be running, our scheme here. But yeah, I mean, good pick with Ian Jackson there. A guy especially that you're probably going to need to slow down Trav's team in transition when he's getting up 100 possessions again. But my team, we got Dylan Harper at the one. At the two, Jahlil Bethea. At the three, Liam McNeely. At the four spot, Jackson McAndrew. At the five spot is Asa Newell. And then off the bench, we got Merez Johnson Jr. I think with my team, the biggest things, I'll keep it short here. Floor spacing, basketball IQ. Got some toughness up front. Got versatility in those first three spots. But looking to get up threes, looking to play in transition, and open up some easy lanes for Dylan Harper to get downhill, flare it out to our shooters, and fill it up. Defensively, might have some issues, but we're going to figure it out.
For me, I know all NBA fans have heard of 7-second offense. Well, we're going to run the 5-second offense. The thing that worries me about my team against a team like Max's is I trust Max's team to be more level-headed, or shot selection on my team could be erratic, but if they're hitting, it's going to be electric. And like you said, T-Pac is going to have endless film of this game. So I've run Tahad at the one, VJ at the two, Khan at the three, Ace at the four, and Jane Quaintz at the five. With Trey Dynamite Score coming off the bench, we're just going to get it and go. It pretty much, like, I'll even let Ace rock out with the ball in his hands. Like, it's going to, like, my team, my lineup should win Instagram.
No doubt.
The Instagram vote, I feel very confident I'm going to get the Instagram vote with
that. Yes. Absolutely. I would bet on it heavily here. I think you're minus 400 going into the Instagram post.
The only thing is, Bowlby has Cooper Flagg, and Cooper Flagg has a lot of the Instagram votes by himself.
That's true.
But I do like Max's team as a cohesive unit, since Max is a basketball purist, like, I think he's got the fitting roster for him.
That was the vibe we went with for sure. Colby?
Yep. So for my team, again, just to run through it, I got Rob Wright at the point, Darren Harris at the two, Drake Powell at the three, Cooper Flagg at the four, Derek Queen at the five, and Ian Jackson coming off of my bench. Again, I have a little bit of an advantage from what would this team be, because three of my guys play on the same team. And I would argue that that are pretty good, and they have cohesion, they have chemistry. You know, you could have Rob. I mean, we're going to be running a lot of high ball screens, whatever big is not in the ball screen. We're going to have some, you know, double pin downs for Darren coming off the baseline, coming out looking for his shot. And I had to get Drake in order to have a defensive presence out on the perimeter, but I'm very secure and I feel safe with Cooper being able to erase any, you know, mistakes that we make out on the perimeter. So, and then again, like I said, I needed that Ian Jackson off the bench to kind of come in and provide some excitement. Cause I think, you know, as Montverde does, you know, they can open up a lead very quickly. And, you know, Rob Wright, I think, is the spearhead of that. But having Darren Harris out in transition to just flare out to the three-point line, we have the lob option to Cooper. Derek's going to make his thing go from the high post and the block with his touches. So just going to be methodical. Hope to wear you guys down. You know, we're going to make Jaden and Ace play out in the eyeball screens in space. And then with Max's team, and our approach would be just to overwhelm them with what athleticism that we have, and hope that they're not hitting shots, because if they're hitting shots, then we got a long game ahead of us.
I will say, Colby's defensive unit is definitely the scariest. You got Rob Wright pressuring the ball. You throw Ian Jackson out there for Darren Harris at times. You got Ian, Drake, Cooper Flagg on the back line. You got some dudes defensively that I think would give us both a ton of problems.
So it was a fun exercise, though. I think we'd be able to sell out a gym with our team.
Absolutely. I was going to close it by saying, now we got to start making calls to make this actually happen. Right? Got to get King of the Court rolling. But yeah, like Kobe said, great exercise. Thought it was cool to kind of reflect on our teams and see how we all got different styles, different levels, upside talent, everything like that. And I think it's a good way to kind of reframe the 2024 class as a whole in terms of who's ready to play, who's going to take a little bit longer and everything like that. But appreciate you guys hopping on. Definitely we'll be doing some more of this type of stuff coming up soon.
Thanks, fellas.
See you guys.